From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
We're clear, go!
Davis is the most bicycle-conscious community in the nation. Statistics show that 17% commute to work or school on bikes. So it only makes sense for the California Bicycle Museum to be located here. The core holdings are contained in the Pierce Miller Collection, owned by the University of California. It spans 100 years of bicycle evolution between 1820 and the early 20th century.
Well, the earliest bike, it's like our modern ones, but no pedals. And then a few decades later, they figure out, hey, let's put pedals on it and ride it like a normal bike. But you also see that the wheel gets bigger, and so you get to the high wheel bike that we're familiar with in Davis, and it's got the big wheel that lets you go faster and actually more comfortably. At the end of the high wheel era, you get to the high wheel safety, move the small wheel to the front so you don't tip over the front.
As one of the museum founders, David Takamoto Wirtz, said bicycles revolutionize personal transportation.
The bikes we ride today, for the most part, are very similar in appearance and design and function to the bikes of the late 1890s. We're pretty much riding the same thing we did 100 years ago, the major changes being in materials.
The museum, located temporarily at a teen center in downtown Davis, will be open through February 15th, which marks the day the Amgen Tour of California passes through the city of Davis. The world's top professional cyclists will be racing through the state. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.